It's 13 past seven. Now, parents and grandparents, can you remember the time you brought your new baby home for the first time? It can be quite daunting taking care of this precious little life. You need support, obviously, but for many, it can be lonely and quite daunting. A Southwest Perinatal Support Service is at risk of closing one of their programs because of a lack of funding. Radiance, Southwest's outreach program, provides free in-home emotional support for new mums, and they've been forced to call on the community support to help keep the program afloat. And for mums like Margaret Rivers, Amanda Incognito, it's an essential service.
Going into parenthood, a lot of people have certain expectations of how that might look or feel. And I was definitely hit by a very different reality to what I was expecting. I would say both mentally, but also just in our journey post-birth, there were a few things that came up around difficulties with feeding and sort of some medical things that compounded just sleep deprivation and not having family support down here and all sorts of other things. Sam, who was the woman who came out to support me, it was largely emotional support. So just sitting and having a chat to me and helping me sift through some of the big things that I was feeling and also helping me feel validated, I guess, for feeling that way. They bought groceries with them. They cooked me multiple meals and they would take Billy for a little bit too, just so I could have a little bit of a break. There's a really big trend in these days for us as parents, and I think particularly as mothers, to feel like we have to do it all. So to have supports in place that I guess are willing to support you to normalize that experience and also that make you feel comfortable enough to actually ask for the help and invite someone into your home to see you in that vulnerable space in the first place. Yeah, it was huge. It was really huge. The fact that this is readily available and free and comes from people with lived experience is just above and beyond what I could hope for out of a support service. So it would be, I would say, a really big loss to our community.
So that's Margaret River mum Amanda Incognito speaking to the ABC's Pip Waller. And Amanda used the service after her son Billy was born. Let's go to Anne McKay, who is the manager of Radiance Network Southwest, and joins me. G'day, Anne.
Oh, hi. How are you going? Thanks for having me.
No pleasure. No money. What happened?
Well, 2 years ago, Radiance has been running as a community-based mental health organisation since 2017, basically just getting small grants along the way until about 3 years ago where we got some mental health funding. And then that was for our support groups and mother-baby nurture and everything else we do. But in that time, we noticed that about 20% of the mums weren't engaging with the service that were referred. So we did some digging, and then 2 years ago we put in for a grant through 100 Women, which is a one-off funding. So we started a pilot project for the outreach in-home service. The need for that service blew my mind. So we've serviced like over 165 families travelling from Busselton, Bunbury, Margaret River, right down to Collie, right down to Harvey, right down to Augusta. We did know that that was a pilot project, but the need in the community actually just blew. It was just bigger than what we thought. So we have been looking for lots of grants to keep that program running. We just recently, two that we put in for, were declined, unfortunately. So our ambassador, CJ, did a massive fundraiser the other day and raised $35,000, which we're so grateful for this program. Unfortunately, it costs a lot more than that to run this program for free for our community.
How much do you need?
Well, the grants that we were putting in for, because the need has outblown our expectations. So the mums get 6 to 8 visits in home in their house with our support workers. And it's the travel component that is huge, because for one mum, we're travelling 600, 700, sometimes 800 kilometres for those 6 visits. So our grants that we put in were 3 days a week. So it was only $210,000. But to keep it as it is for now, $100,000 would keep us going just for the 9 hours a week for the 4 locations. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
and so $100,000 would keep us going for a year. But we, you know, anything, we actually do need $200,000 to keep, because of the need in the community. The need is huge. Yeah.
165 families, is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's extraordinary. My guest is Anne McKay. She is the manager of Radiance Network Southwest, and one of their programs is an outreach program, a perinatal support service for new mums, where they go out, you know, to the house and give them support. What, if this program was to close, what sort of impact might it have on some of these families?
Oh, look, I don't like to think, because we're the only in-home support program in the Southwest that go in and hold space for these really, really vulnerable mums. So we're talking about these mums that are often isolated with no family support, like out on little farms and little country towns that nobody else can go to. These are the mums that, you know, are just sitting sleep deprived, you know, not supported. And then, you know, they're having intrusive thoughts. They're, you know, I just would hate to think what would happen. The testimonials from the families that we have supported have just said it's literally life-saving us going in, because we're just so different. We just go in and we hold space, we support, we listen, and we advocate for them in their most vulnerable times. So we'll go with them to the GP to get their mental health plan, or take them to the ED to get community mental health support or whatever they need, or connect them to their local services for support, because it's lonely. Parenthood can be lonely and isolating. So, you know, we need to keep this going.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, we do have to move on, but we'll keep an eye on this and we'll see what we can do. And if someone's out there listening who's can help this service out, have you reached out to the likes of Don Punch and Jackie Jarvis, some of these Southwest-based MPs? Because, you know,
I have in the past.
$100,000 or $200,000 isn't
not
a lot.
Much. I know. We do have a GoFundMe page going, and we do have GKR status. So, yeah, we're just open for donations, sponsorships, ambassadors. Please help us.
Hey, all the best, Anne. All the best, and we'll check in again soon.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Anne McKay there, Radiance Network Southwest manager. Yeah, $200,000, or $100,000 even, just to keep the doors open for another year. 165 families benefiting from this. And some, you know, some really isolated mums and parents.